Whenever this opportunity comes along, I'm grateful for it. The chance to reflect, to look more thoughtfully at details in my life. But inevitably, there comes a point at which I'm seriously tempted to give up and step aside and just offer my silence. A little more silence, a little more listening to the wider universe is good. But there is a nagging thing in me, in most humans, I hope, that wants to tell others what I'm hearing, what I'm listening to, what I'm thinking about. Over the past, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, I've been hearing a word. Even before I heard it as a word, that is, with consonants and vowels and syllables, I was aware of it as some thing, maybe as a presence, something that has existence. But gradually, slowly, it has given itself a word. For some time, I thought of the word as a name. That's what I thought I understood. More recently, however, I think the word may be more of a descriptor, a word that describes a state of being, or maybe a way to be. At first, I imagined that the word belonged to a spirit, in particular to the spirit of the place I live in. I don't have any way to define the scope or the range of the spirit, the property where I live, this city, this county, this watershed. At any rate, it is something which dwells in our place, which harbors many creatures and many forms, including me and us, and has done so for a long, long time. In that sense, it is other and mysterious and maybe frightening. But it is also caring and tender and patient. And above all, I think, it is wanting to be known, willing to be known. There is plenty of it to access. My feeling is that spirit is not quite the right idea for this presence. It's not a formless or shapeless thing. If it belongs to this place, then it is, in many ways, a word incarnate, this place, this physical place, soil and rock and water, microbes and bacteria and fungus, birds and insects and animals, grasses and bushes and trees, and people. Why am I telling you this at Advent? Why am I telling you this crazy thing? A story came to me. Somewhere nearby, somebody found a tree in full bloom, leaves and flowers and then fruit, right now. At the end of fall, as we slide toward the darkest, coldest days and nights of the year. Beautiful, sweet, rich fruit. Whoever this person is, you or your neighbor, or the crotchety Trump-supporting nut who lives several doors down, this person was slipping down the mangling maw of COVID-19. Things did not look good for this person. But they discovered this tree somewhere in a backfield, somewhere in an empty industrial lot, somewhere in the woods, maybe this woods, stumbled upon this bright tree full of fruit. They took hold of the fruit. They picked it. They ate it. And immediately they knew and they felt. They knew what the tree was. They knew what that fruit was. Never before had they felt so good. They picked more of it. They took it to their friends and family. They told them about it. What a miracle. Eat it, they said. You know what this tree is. You know what this fruit will do. Later on, maybe in bed, this person will realize what happens next, likely. All kinds of people will come. There will be no stopping them. How could you? The tree will be stripped bare, not just the fruit, but everything. Someone will cut it down, cart it off, press every bit of oil and scent and sap and essence and life out of it. Water it down, sell it for a fortune. There'll be knockoffs. Those who need it most will never have a chance. This person gets out of bed in the middle of the night, goes to the kitchen. On the windowsill, in the dark, is the seed from the fruit that they ate. Why tell this story at Advent? What purpose does it serve? There are many voices calling in the wilderness. The more people there are, the more voices call. How will we know which to heed? Regardless, something or someone or some word is at work right now, at deep, deep work. Preparations are being made. The preparations have been long in the making, not centuries, not just millennia, much longer. A place is being formed. A land is being created. A homeland is emerging. Not a kingdom, not a patriarchal autocracy. No, an ecosystem. Diverse and teeming, an ecosystem where all are welcomed, all find a space, all discover that there is enough. Many will come. Many are already on the way. The winds and waves and wars and fires of the world will bring them, will push them. They are coming, full of grief and loss and longing for a homeland. If we are quiet, we can hear them coming. Is this the place? This lowly nowhere? What could possibly come from here, from this ground, this earth? What could we possibly offer? Regardless, something or someone or some word is at work right now, at deep, deep work. Around us, beneath us, within us, without us, with us. Transformation is underway, a metamorphosis. What we lose may be beyond words. What good will come may be beyond our understanding. Our place is alive in only a way that Mary, filled with God, could comprehend. If we are quiet, we can hear it. Between now and the end of this century, many people will seek refuge with us here in this land, with our children, with our grandchildren. How many? How many with the children and grandchildren of our neighbors? There is no way to know. But this is a good place, isolated in many ways from the worst of climate change, abundant water, sometimes too much. Thoughtful and caring residents already live here. This is an attractive place. The brokenhearted, the desperate, and the worn will come to us. How many? Many. The only way we will manage to all live together is to participate in preparation. We will need homes. We will need room to grow food. We will need places to do valuable work. We will need to generate energy. We will need to preserve green and natural spaces. In nearly every way, the manner in which we care for this land, the water and air that move through it, the non-human creatures who live in it, the manner we care for these indicates the manner in which we care for the humans. This truth is embedded and embodied, inhaled and exhaled in every moment. You can hear it. And it is calling to us from every wilderness that we know. A new thing is coming to us. The preparation has been long underway. Who are we not to join in the great labor? Who are we to stand in the way of that which welcomed each of us, which made room for us? Who are we to scoff and say, miracles can't happen here? Who are we to turn our backs and deny that an unfathomable mercy is emerging in our midst? Thank you, all you forest of trees who surround us. You are our brothers and sisters. Thank you, all you plants and animals and spirits that come to us. You are our friends. Thank you, our sweet Earth Mother Home, who carries us. Thank you, all whom we don't understand. You are our teachers. Thank you, our God, who loves all of us and knows tenderly each one of us. Amen.